Friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim and Kfiya B'mitzvahs based on the Torah of Rabbi Akona Gadol Ritzak Manzitzal. B'yisod adin shel Kfiya ala mitzvahs, the Mashmos of Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, and Avav Amid Aleph Dibur Maschli Yakriv, look there in the Pnei Yoshua, is that it says in the Braisa of Avav Mitzvahs Esei, etc., you could be Kofa, you don't need Psukim. You only need psukim, you see in the sugya, where it says l'ritzono. Where it says l'ritzono, the person has to have will. So memela, kfi is no good. But otherwise, you don't need a pasuk that kfi is okay. Kfi is fine even without a pasuk. You only need a pasuk where it says l'ritzono. Then you say kofanachi omer rotzani. That's the Mashmos of Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah and Davav. That you don't need psukim, and you only need psukim when there's a din of l'ritzono. Ayin sham in Tosfos and the Pnei Yoshua. So l'chora, it's pashut that it's not a svar. How can you say it's a svar? You can do kfiya. It's a svar. Where do we get the svar from? But like we mentioned in the previous shiur, it's from the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos. That's the Yisod HaDin of Mitzvos Shoftim V'Shotrim, to force people to keep their religion. So that's going to be the Svar. The Svar is the Shoftim V'Shotrim. So just like you can appoint Shoftim V'Shotrim, with Svar, you can also force people to keep mitzvahs. Haba Mitzat Sheni, we see in the Gemara in Baba Kama Dav Chav Ches, as follows. Toshma. From where is it derived with regard to a Eved Ivri who had his ear pierced to extend his tenure as a slave, but whose days of servitude have now ended because it's Yovel, and his master is urging him, but he insists on remaining. So the master injures the slave, inflicts injury on him in the process of forcing him out. So how do you know that he's exempt for paying for this injury? Talmud Loimar Lo Sikhu Koifer Lashuv. Pasuk says, you shall take no ransom that he should return. So this pasuk is referring to the Isser against an unintentional killer, Roitzech B'Shogeg, paying a ransom instead of going to a city of refuge, to a near Miklat. But this verse is also interpreted to mean, the pasuk can also be understood, that you should take no ransom for a Hebrew slave, for an Eved Ivri, who is obligated to return to his family. Lo tikhu kofer lashav. He has to return to his family, so you're not allowed to take kofer. The slave refuses to return to his family and is injured in the process of his eviction. He doesn't receive compensation. This seems to indicate that the master may take justice into his own hands, even for a matter that involves no loss to him. That's a raya that Avedin ish dina lenafshe, even if there's no hefsed involved. We had a machlokas earlier in the Gemara. If Avedin ish dina lenafshe, if no hefsed is involved. Here we have a raya that Avedin ish dina lenafshe, and therefore you can. Lo tikhu kofer lashav. Take no ransom for an Eved Ivri, he has to return to his family. Meaning that he receives no compensation if he was injured in the process of his eviction. So you see, Avedin Ishtino Lenafshe. Achamaya Skinly, where it says, no, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a slave, Ba'abda Ganva, as a slave is a thief. And consequently, if he remains a slave, his Adon, his master, will sustain a loss. Therefore, it's permitted for the Adon, for the master, to take justice into his own hands and evict him from the house forcibly. Frakti Gemara, Adidna lo ganav, hashta ganav. Till now he didn't steal, and now he begins to steal. Why is he worried about this dafka when his 10 years ending? That he's going to steal. And for the Gemara, until now, when he was still a slave, the awe of his master is upon him, so he didn't steal. Now that he may go free, he doesn't have the awe of the master upon him, and therefore the master is worried that he's going to steal, so he can forcibly evict him. But it's talking about where there is a hefsid. Nachum bar Yitzchak Omar, an alternative explanation. The Eved Shemus LaRabish of Kanainis Adin Neter Vashti Yisur. The Bryce is talking to a slave whose master provided a Shifra Kanainis for him as a wife, and he wants to remain with her. Until now, it was permitted for him to have sexual intercourse with her. But now that he's free, it's Usser. Adin Neter Vashti Yisur. Now it's Usser. In this case, the master can evict him forcefully, assuming the role of a Shliach Beis Din, to prevent him from violating the Isser. Therefore, this isn't considered taking justice into his own hands. It's a Frushe Meisura. It's according to the first Teretz, there's a loss involved, and therefore he's allowed to force him to leave. And according to the second Teretz, it's a Frushe Meisura. Adkan Midivri Agamara. So we see from this Gemara that the reason that the master is pater when he hits his Eved, strikes his Eved, who's refusing to leave, who he's asking to leave and he refuses, is because of the Isser of Shifcha Kenainis. Where do we get this from? We get this from a Pasuk. What's the pasuk? Lo sikhu kofer lashav. There's no money that he doesn't have to pay either, because the Gemara says either we're talking about a ganav, so therefore he doesn't have to pay, he doesn't have to pay for the damage that he did, or because he's being mafresh shemei yisser, and therefore he doesn't have to pay for the damage he did. And we get it from the pasuk of lo sikhu kofer lashuv, lo sikhu kofer lashav, that he doesn't take any money for compensation. So we need a pasuk. So first we said we got it from svara, that there's kfiyah l'mitzvahs. And now we're saying, no, it's not misvar, it's mipasuk, that you're allowed to do kfiyah l'mitzvahs. So how do you reconcile the two? He wants to separate him from the shifra. We need a pasuk. Whereas we learned earlier from Tosis and Rosh Hashanah that you don't need a pasuk for kfiyah l'mitzvahs. This is a svara. We also need to understand Beguf HaSugya. We see in the Sugya that according to the Man D'Amar, Ovid Inish Dina Lenafshe, even Shelo B'Makom Pseida, even if there's no loss, what's this pasuk talking about? This pasuk is talking about the dina lenafshei of the adon, that the eved will no longer remain in his house. The braisa brings the proof. Minayin lanir to shikali yomav v'rabim sarv bolatzis v'chav v'asav v'chav v'rushu pater. Talmud Omer lo tikhu kofer lashuv lo tikhu kofer lashav, the Gemara darshins. So you see from here, even though there's no pseida involved, he's still allowed to carry out the din on his own. This is the Dina Lenafshe of the Adon, that the Eved shouldn't remain in his house. And then according to the Ukimta, they were talking about an Eved who's a Ganev. So also, he's doing the din of his own, himself, in order, he's doing the din of himself. Since there's Dina Lenafshe, since there's a Pseida here. And this is the Kuli Almar of Inishdina Lenafshe, if he's a Ganev. So this din is a din for himself, for the Adam. He can kick him out of his house. There's no loss for him to stay in his house, but he can kick him out of his house, this Eved. Or if he's a Ganav, there is a loss. So he can kick him out of his house. And who is the beneficiary? Whose din is it? It's the din of the Adam. So that's from the Pasuk, Lo Sichu Kofer Lashuv Lashav. So according to this, there's no makor from the Pasuk on the din of Kviya of Afrushe Meisura. Because right now we're not talking about Afrushe Meisura. Right now we're talking about doing din for the sake of the Adam, but not that this person's doing Isser. The issue is not Isser. When the Gemara says, Hachamai Eskinan Be Abda Ganva, it's in order that he should save his money. It's not Lafrushim Esur, it's that he should save his money. He's allowed to Avid Inishdina Lenavshe. As Lafizeh Ein Kol Makol Mea Pasuk on the din of Kfiya Bafrushim Esur, so it must be that it's a Svara. But we see Vayter in the Gemara that Runachem Bar Yitzchak says that what din is he doing? He's doing the din, not his own din, he's doing the din of Afrushim Esura. He's doing the din of kicking him out in order to separate him from Isser, so he doesn't remain with his Shifcha Kenainis. V'war b'divrei Rav Nachem Bar Yitzchak shehu ma'amid et ha-braita b'nasui l'shifcha. He's marrying a shifcha. He's married to a shifcha. And now it's time is up. Yovel is up, so he can't be with her anymore. He wants to stay with this woman. And the master's allowed to kick him out to be Mekayim Afrushe Meisura. And for that we need a pasuk. Lo sikhu kofer lashuv lashav. That he doesn't have to give him monetary compensation. When this person is obligated to return to his family, his original family. So you see that you do need a pasuk for Afrushe Meisura. So according to the beginning of the Gemara, you don't need a pasuk for Afrushe Meisura, the Chorot Svara. But now we get that we do need a pasuk according to this stage in the Gemara. Do you need a pasuk? Is this a machlokas? Do you need a pasuk or not? We also have to understand that if according to Rav Nachman, who holds that Ovin Ishtina Lenavshe, if according to Rav, as we had earlier in the Gemara, we had a machloket between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. Yehuda said lo avid inishdina lenafshe, and Rav Nachman said avid inishdina lenafshe. So now, according to Rav Nachman, who holds that avid inishdina lenafshe, this pasuk is talking about Ovid and Ishtina Lenavshe Shaloba Makom Pseida. Because we ask from this Braisa and Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds Lovid and Ishtina Lenavshe. And then we have this Braisa that shows you Ovid and Ishtina Lenavshe. And we learn from the pasuk of Lo Sikhu Kofer Lashav that Ovid and Ishtina Lenavshe, he's allowed to kick him out of his house if the time is up, and he doesn't have to pay for any chabura because of it in Ishtina Lenafshe. So according to Rav Nachman, then this pasuk is talking about shelo b'makom seida, as we see from the kasha in the Gemara. It's talking about lo b'makom seida, and we bring the pasuk. There's no loss. And that the Gemara answers that Rav Yehuda can say that this pasuk is talking about makom seida. What's the makom seida? He's a ganiv, and he agrees that if it's makom seida, avid nishtinel anafshe, as the Gemara says, or it's talking about a frushim esura. So kumtois from the sugya of now that their machlokes is darshaning the pasuk, that according to Rav Nachman Pshat in the pasuk is avid nishtinel anafshe shelo b'makom hefseid, and according to Rav Yehuda the pasuk is talking about b'makom pseida, or the pasuk is talking about lafrushim esura. So their machlokes is in the drash of psukim. In the Gemara at the beginning of the sugya, it says that their machlokes is in svara. What's the svara? Since there's no pseida, Yehuda says, let him go to the dayanim. He's not going to lose anything if he doesn't go to the dayanim. So let him already go to the dayanim. And Rav Nachman says, no. He's doing bedin. He's correct. So, lo triach, we don't trouble him to go to the Beis Din, since he's correct. So their machlokas of Ovid and Ishtin al Anavshe is misvara. Kevin de Bedin Ovid lo tarach, since he's acting lawfully, he need not trouble himself to go before the judge to have him enforce the law. So that's a machlokas in svara. So we have a moirid dikakashi here. At the beginning of the sugya, avid nishtin lanafshe is machlokas in svara. Viter in the sugya, avid nishtin lanafshe is machlokas in psukim. Had a darshan in the psukim. Rav Nachman darshans that the pasuk of lo sukha kofel hashav is avid nishtin lanafshe in Rav Nachman. And the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you got to learn the psukim differently. It's talking about makom seida, lefrushim esura. So which one is it? Is it a drash of psukim or is it a svara? The Sefer Chidushi Arim in Choshen Mishpat Simen Dalet Sif Katan Aleph Udan Baze. So we presented a few kashas on the sugya. And in the next shir, Britzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will see the resolution to these difficulties, and we will continue seeing B'siyata D'Shmaya Niflaos Mitoras Hashem Shalom Shalom, sweetest friends.